This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, one and all. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We're glad to have you with us today on this February 2nd.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
That's right, it's Groundhog Day. And Groundhog Day is kind of a special holiday to me, as it's my late mother's birthday. And always easy to remember, you know, it's nice to have a birthday on a holiday, sort of a holiday where you can not forget that. But I wanted to take just a moment to talk a little bit about Groundhog Day, because that's not a usual holiday. It's not one probably a lot of people even know for anything other than the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, which, by the way, is a favorite movie of mine. But let me give you a little history of Groundhog Day and also a little twist on how Groundhog Day is translated here in North Alabama. Groundhog Day initiated in Germany, and it was called Dachstag. For those of you like me who have a dachshund, you know that Dachs is the German word for badger, and so it's Badger Day. And I'm going to, my intro says how I have all this international culture. Well, I'm going to give it a shot right now and give you the German phrase that describes Groundhog Day. Bear with me. Sonst sieht der Dachs in der Lichtmeschwolke, so geht auf, wir walken wieder so los. That is German for, if the badger sunbathes during Candlemas week for four more weeks, he will be back in his hole. That's not, I think I got that pretty good. I don't think pronunciation was all that bad. And in Germany, the first animal for Groundhog Day was the bear. And bears were kind of hunted out of existence over there. So then the animal was changed to the groundhog. Well, that actually was carried over to the United States, firstly in Pennsylvania, which is kind of where the movie Groundhog Day is originated in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And the people in the Elks Lodge in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania in the 1880s, you know, were of German descent, and they started the Groundhog Day tradition, which is in the movie right now. But guess what? We in North Alabama have our own take on Groundhog Day that you may or may not be aware of. One take we have is Cosmo the dog. And Cosmo the dog is in Huntsville Animal Services, and they have a take on Groundhog Day where Mayor Tommy Battle and District 4 City Council member Bill Kling, who, by the way, will be our guest at about a quarter after the hour, they set some food bowls out for cold and hot, winter, spring. And then Cosmo the dog heads off to whichever food bowl he decides to choose. And this year, he chose the food bowl for early spring. And there's another thing that happens down in Alabaster, Alabama, which is Sand Mountain Sam. Sand Mountain Sam is a possum. And yes, a possum, I guess, can predict the weather. And what a radio station down there does is every year they catch a new possum, a new Sam, and they take Sam and let him see if he sees his shadow or not. And then what they do is they release Sam back into the wild to go about his possum-like business, whatever possum-like business might be. And this year, Sand Mountain Sam predicted in early spring. So our two local predictors, which were Cosmo the Dog and Sand Mountain Sam, predicted in early spring. Punxsutawney Phil, on the other hand, said, no, that ain't going to happen. He said, we're going to have six more weeks of winter. So that is my little Groundhog Day history lesson and current affairs lesson. And so I hope you had a good Doc's Tog wherever you might be. So what else is happening in North Alabama? Well, one of the things we've been talking about for the last couple of years is there going to be a federal government shutdown? And right now, guess what? We are right in the midst of a partial federal government shutdown. Now, not every entity in the federal government is affected by the shutdown. Some in some parts of the military are affected, some parts of Homeland Security, and some parts of transportation. But by and large, most of the government is still open, and supposedly and hopefully there's going to be a meeting in the House of Representatives. Well, the House is meeting right now, and they're going to hopefully vote on the bills to get the government back open 100%. However, this is the big however to the government shutdown. It's only for a two-week extension where they're supposedly going to work out the issues that exist with Homeland Security. One of the things they want to do is say the Homeland Security officers have to wear body cams and they can't wear masks. So I assume what's going to happen today, and I'm fairly confident this will happen, is that there's going to be a vote. The government's going to open back up, and it's going to be open for at least two more weeks. And during that time, you know, the House and the Senate are going to have to take up the topic of the Homeland Security issue, and they can get that resolved, we are hoping. So what's happening today on the show? Well, today we've got a couple of very interesting guests. Our first guest is going to be longtime City Councilman Bill Kling, who has been a member of the City Council since 1988. He's been out chasing Cosmo the dog around this morning, so we'll talk to him about that. And later on in the show this afternoon, we're going to have senatorial candidate Jared Hudson on. And this is when I read his bio before we introduce him, this is an interesting man, a very interesting man, has done a lot of things, former Navy SEAL, and I'm really looking forward to what he has to say, but he is running for the senatorial seat vacated by Senator, now gubernatorial candidate, Tommy Tuberville. So I hope everybody had a good week. It's not that cold outside right now. It was kind of cold this weekend. A lot of things were still frozen over, and a lot of people still had their pipes dripping and their sinks dripping. I did. I know that for a fact. Anytime it goes below freezing for the entire night, my sinks are going to drip. A lot of people say, that doesn't really work, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. So I hope everybody had a nice warm weekend, and I hope you enjoyed your football this weekend, except for one thing. There was no football this weekend at all, but we are in the midst of one of the biggest weeks coming up in pro sports, and that is Super Bowl week, where you can either look forward to watching the game or look forward to not watching Bad Bunny in halftime. Take your choice, though Mr. Bad Bunny did win couple of Grammys last night. Frankly, I've never listened to anything he had to say. As I tell my wife, they don't play Bad Bunny on Sports Talk Radio or Fox Radio, so I don't really listen to him. But that's kind of what's coming up this week. We got a lot of other cool things that we're bringing on, and we got a full interview schedule this week, and right now we got a full break schedule. So we're going to take off, and we'll be back in a little bit. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
That's right, Woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Good call.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. You can join us as City Councilman Bill Kling is just about to on the Wealth Neighbors Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. And without any further ado, I would like to bring in our first guest of the day, and that is City Councilman Bill Kling Jr. Sir, how are you doing today? Hello.
Hi.
Councilman, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Welcome to The Point with Bill Crawford.
Hey, sir, this is Bill Crawford. We are doing great. Had a little momentary heart failure there, but I'm glad you're here with us. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. The weather is, at least for now, turning the curve. Things are better, and a lot of great things taking place in the city of Huntsville these days.
Well, let me ask you about one thing today that I think you might have participated, and that is the Cosmo the Dog ceremony. Did you go there and see Cosmo the Dog pick his...
I went. I saw Cosmo. I gave him a little pep talk, and Cosmo came through for us. I'm very pleased that we can announce that Cosmo looked at two different bowls of dog food. One said early spring, other said later spring. And to his credit, he went over and he devoured all the contents in the early spring bowl. So our ground dog says we're going to be having a early spring. And I think we're glad to hear that news from our dog friend.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I certainly, for one, am glad to hear that news. Well, I'm not going to make the assumption that everybody who's listening this show knows who you are, though you have been a city councilman, according to my handheld calculator, for over 30 years, 38 years. So give a little brief introduction to our listeners of City Councilman Bill Kling.
Well, it's not 38 years. It probably is around 30 years. Way back when, I was doing what you are doing, Bill. I was a news and public affairs director for WLRH Public Radio in the Times Building and used to host a talk show program. It was called Community Focus, and had local elected officials, state legislators, mayors. We even had Ronald Reagan's daughter come on, and we had George Bush's wife come on, and different people. Bear Bryant, of all people, was on one time. And it was a good chance to just kind of hear ideas from people, and I decided I want to get involved. And after doing a radio broadcast of city council meetings, I said, well, let me take a shot. So I ran for school board. We have an elected school board in Huntsville, and got elected and enjoyed it. I think I did some good for some folks. Had regular meetings for parents, and that was something that really made me feel good. Afterward, at the end of that term, I ran for city council and have been fortunate to have been elected ever since.
Well, let me ask you this. One thing I've heard, I've both read and heard about, is many people say that the driving philosophy of Bill Kling is listening to his constituents and trying to address the issues that make his district and the city better. Could you expound upon that a little bit and let me know if I got it right and what your exact philosophy is on that?
Well, I like working on the city council. It's on a local level. We've had people, of course, who serve as U.S. Senator. We have people who over the years served as congressmen. I like the fact I'm right down in the neighborhoods. I walk around. I see small things that I can call in to department heads to take care of. It can be a pothole. It could be a needed street resurfacing, dangling cable TV wires, small things, but they all add up. Additionally, there have been people in some challenged neighborhoods who perhaps have feel like they were being neglected in the past, and I love getting down to work with them. An elderly woman who is intimidated by noise and threats from her drug-dealing neighbor, I'm able to get the police department to get involved, and those types of problems go away. So we have a great team between the mayor and the council. A lot of national recognitions that say that Huntsville is one of the top 10 places to live, one of the top three or four places to open up a new business, one of the top two places for a young person to come out of college and find a place to live and get a job. And these types of things are good for the city and show that we have good things going on. But I really like spending my time walking neighborhoods and working to make things better, especially for those people who might have more challenges than other people, and let them know that, you know, I'm out there to care.
Well, sir, one thing I've noted is in the notes that I compiled to speak with you today is you were first elected to the council in 1988. And in 1988, I showed up in Huntsville. By the way, I'm from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, just down the road. And
we know Lawrenceburg very well.
Hey, it's on the weather maps, you know. It's not that far away. In fact, when I was growing up in Lawrenceburg, we thought we were big time in it if we came down to Huntsville to do something. But
well, people in Huntsville like going up to look at your courthouse square. That is such a beautiful touristy area, very attractive. And, you know, we all celebrate the good things that other areas have, and you know, we appreciate what we have in our own respective areas.
Oh, absolutely. But what I was leading into is I showed up in 1988 as a captain in the Army assigned to Redstone Arsenal. It looked like that was the time you began your tenure as a councilman. So what do you think is the most important or the biggest thing that has happened in Huntsville since your beginning tenure as a city councilman?
Well, I like the idea of a philosophy that seems to have coming to city government, where not just me or not even the current council members, all council members, basically with the district process, have become more consumer-driven. If somebody out there has a problem, whether they call me or they call a different council member, that problem's going to be looked into, and probably that person will get a response or see some action from the appropriate department head. So I like the idea that people may be disillusioned a little bit about national politics, but, you know, I hope that they would overall feel that, you know, local government is responsive. You got one mayor who will meet with you, speak to your local civic organization, and then you've got five council members that are very much involved also. So I like that responsiveness. And when I was a news reporter watching the city council, I didn't always see that, so I like that trend taking place.
Well, let me pull that thread just a little bit more, and then we'll move to another topic. But a lot of people are very intimidated when it comes to the fact that they have an issue, they want to talk to somebody in government about it to see if they can get anything done. So what's the way they do that with the city council in Huntsville, Alabama?
Well, I think all of us are very down-to-earth people. We run for the office, not for a stepping stone. We run because we really like to get involved. It's possibly it's a community service approach that we have, and we're always glad to hear from people. And basically, you can look on the internet at the City of Huntsville website, and get everybody's email address. And I'm very easy to reach. People call me. They may or may not be in the district I represent. I get emails from all over the city, and a lot of my handles, sometimes I'll refer them to the appropriate council member. But again, it's all about trying to help people, making you feel like at the end of the day, well, I did a little bit of good. I had three people that contacted me, and we got their problem solved. Or sometimes it's more than that. And I like that. National, it seems like there's a lot of infighting and controversy that takes place. But locally, we're nonpartisan, and glad to hear from anybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. And I like that responsiveness that we have.
Well, a little personal testament to that, you know, I'm not in your district, and I called you to talk about this radio show. You really had no idea what that call was about, and you called me back within 15, 20 minutes. So, folks, the man speaks the truth. You call him, he will call you back. And
well, you know, that's what we all try to do. I like that approach, and overall, I think all council members have that same philosophy, and again, we cannot solve every problem, but we can certainly get problems looked at, and a lot of times, longstanding problems that people have do get solved.
Well, I will say this just as a little sidebar. I lived in the Birmingham area for 14 years, and a phone call to the city council down there or some of the city, you know, public works people like that, you might as well have thrown open your window and yelled out, and that's about as good a response as you could get. But I'm not going to ask you to comment on that. But one thing, as I was doing show prep, I noticed street sweepers, and that is a area that, according to my notes, was very important to you. And recently, my wife and I looked out the window, and we saw something we had never seen before, and that was a street sweeper. So are those a recent addition in Huntsville, and what was your role in making that happen?
Well, there have been street sweepers in the city of Huntsville, and they come by on an infrequent basis. largely they deal with the major arterials. I like the idea of neighborhoods. And again, I spend a lot of time walking neighborhoods. In fact, normally, if the weather is decent or halfway decent, I'm going to walk 3 or 4 miles per day in different neighborhoods within the district I represent. But in that, that whole approach has been more emphasis on road resurfacing in neighborhoods and also street sweeping. And I've been pushing for about the last 2 years to really accelerate street sweeping and especially into the residential areas. We bought new equipment, and there's been more of an emphasis. And yes, people are seeing street sweeping more often. And at a recent council member, at a recent council meeting, I'd asked for an update, and just great increases are taking place. The frequency is getting around, and I think it has a great benefit throughout the city. We want to have clean neighborhoods, all neighborhoods. High income, low income, whatever, all being treated with respect and getting the attention from the city that they need. And that's a good thing. No area of the city should feel like it's being neglected, despite no matter what district it's in.
Oh, I can say for a fact that I certainly do appreciate the fact that my streets were swept by that wonderful machine. But one thing I was wondering about is regarding that, is how do you deal with the issue of people parked on the streets? I know that's got to make sweeping the local residential neighborhoods a difficult chore.
It does, and very simply what they do is when the sweeper comes, the sweeper just goes around the car. So everything's not going to be 100% perfect, but again, we can't really get people, we don't really have the resource to come out, tell people, move your cars, the street's going to be swept tomorrow. So when you go down the street and there's some cars that are parked, they just go around and again, get as much as they can.
Well, they certainly did a good job on my street, and I really appreciate that. And one other thing I noticed in doing a little research for this interview is road paving. Now, I will precurse this by saying that when I did live in the Birmingham area, when we saw the road cones come out and knew that there was going to be the surface would be, scraped for the new surface mm-hmm. coming on, I knew and everybody knew that in about 3 or 4 months we might have a new road. That is not the case in Huntsville, Alabama. When a road repaving starts, before you know it, it's done. And I think that's good that the city emphasizes that. And what's your role in that? Because I know that's one of your areas of interest.
Well, we are now, and of course I'm always pushing on the budget, and other council members I think also are. We are now doing a record amount of road resurfacing. Between road resurfacing, road repair, pothole patching, which comes out of different budgets, we're spending well over $20 million a year. In addition, there's a lot of concrete curb preparation that takes place also. And under the American with Disabilities Act, whenever we do a resurface a street, we put in curb cuts so that the sidewalks are going to be wheelchair accessible. And that's a little something that we didn't have in the old days, but we are doing that process. So it's a two-stage process. The concrete come in, they repair the curbs, and then they put in the curb cuts for wheelchairs. And then afterward, there will be a little bit later, a different contract comes in, and there will be resurfacing that takes place.
Well, I can tell you this, and I've noticed all over the city that that's going on, and everything you mentioned is coming true, and that's just awesome. I appreciate that, and I know the rest of the residents of the city of Birmingham do too. So what's something that's on the horizon that you would like to share with the citizens of Huntsville that's coming up that they need to keep an eye out for, either something good or something not so good?
Well, I think traffic flow is the top concern that we have. Our crime rate is good. We do not have a great deal of racial divisiveness like other cities have. We have growing related issues, and again, that gets in the traffic flow. Recently, we have looked at the what's known as the Northern Bypass, that is a project, road project that we're working on. We're working to eventually have a ring road around the city of Huntsville. Right now we have Rideout Road that comes in off of 565. It goes north, and then it connects over to near North Parkway, what we call the Northern Bypass area. And from there, that's going to loop around toward Hampton Cove. And then from Hampton Cove, it'll go over to the south, and we'll have the Southern Bypass Road Project. When that big ring is completed, that should literally help improve the traffic flow in the city. Imagine somebody in Hampton Cove, instead of having to zigzag through the heart of the city, they can get on the bypass road and swing around and get out at Research Park with, you know, maybe one or two traffic lights along the way. So traffic flow is very important. That's something we're excited about. Also, we are very honored to have been finally designated for Space Command, which is, you know, going to be coming into Huntsville, and that's going to be very, very important to our national security. After that, we are taking a real hard look at getting involved, getting a big part of the Golden Dome project, which is something new that's coming out of Washington. This is very similar to what Israel has, where there'll be a large, literally, missile dome protection set up to provide, you know, safety and security for our country from attack.
Well, as one who served in the military at Redstone Arsenal and also spent a full career out there, recently retired December 31st as a government employee, and everything you're saying is true, and everything that happens out on Redstone Arsenal is most important to what's going on in this town. Yeah. And we need people such as yourself who are in leadership positions to keep advocating for that and making that happen. So, sir, I always like to give our leaders, I don't call them elected officials, I call them leaders, I like to give our leaders the last word when we conduct an interview. So firstly, let me thank you for coming on with us. And now let me let you have the last word here on Groundhog Day.
Well, it's a lot of great things take place, but it's a teamwork approach. I'm a good advocate, a cheerleader for road resurfacing. It's the public works director that does it. We go out to Washington, D.C. to lobby for additional, you know, road money, for Space Command, for involvement in Golden Dome. But again, it's I'm just one of the team. We work very well with other North Alabama communities and South Central Tennessee communities. With the Chamber of Commerce, and every spring we will send a delegation of upward of about 200 people, elected officials, business leaders, not just Huntsville, Madison County, City of Madison, Scottsboro, Fayetteville, Tennessee, Decatur, Florence, and others. And again, it's this teamwork approach, working with department heads, working with the Chamber of Commerce, working with other governing bodies, our city school board, for example. This is what I think is very important, and I enjoy working, but again, I'm just a team member. It's all about everybody focusing and working for Huntsville, North Alabama, and Southern Tennessee.
Well, thank you, sir. And by the way, I forgot to mention that this new segment of our show is called Huntsville Madison News and Notes. And congratulations. We are honored that you decided or accepted the invitation to be our first guest on this segment. And we look forward to talking to you in the future. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I'm very honored to participate and know you're going to have a great tenure.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And Brian, let's go ahead and take our break, and we'll be back in a bit. If you'd like to give us a call, the phone lines are open. The bill is paid, 256-382-0724. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you much.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Plenty of sunshine in store for us across the Tennessee Valley for this Monday. High temperatures going to be warming into the mid and upper 40s for the afternoon. Heading into Monday night, clouds will begin to increase ahead of the rain we expect to see on Tuesday. Low temperatures falling into the low 30s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Hey, Brian, that's great, man. What a nice surprise.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. And if
gotta
you haven't.
Have Frankie Yankovic.
And that is the music that they played at Gobbler's Knob in the music in the movie when Bill Murray went up to do his famous introduction of Punxsutawney Phil.
They actually play it there.
Oh, they do?
If you've ever watched the live feed from Punxsutawney, they play this. It's a whole thing. That there's a dance that goes with it and everything.
Well, hey, maybe one day I'll get up there. But it is Groundhog Day, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. And I am Bill Crawford, and I am glad to be with you today. We have a phone that is working. It's available if you want to give us a call, 256-382-0724. We were honored to have Bill Kling here, longtime city councilman. And I said he had been in the council for 38 years. On my iPhone calculator, which sometimes I mess up on, but my notes said he was elected in 1988. And if you subtract that from 2026, I get the number 38. So I think he's been a city councilman for 38 years. Well, he obviously knows what's going on. He obviously has the best interest of the city at heart. And we're glad to have and fortunate to have people like that who are running our city. He did mention something about road repaving, and I will tell you this, it's true. People in Huntsville, Alabama don't really know how lucky they have things that go with items like road repaving. I know actually when I lived in Hoover and dealt with the roads of Birmingham for 14 years. And when you saw the orange cones come out and you saw the road resurfacing equipment, you could rest assured that for many, many months, you were going to have a mess on your hand. And I can recall in Huntsville, many road paving projects where that would happen, just like recently down on South Bailey Cove, where I reside. They did a major resurfacing project, and it was done just almost before you know it. So the city of Huntsville does good on things like that. One other thing that he talked about was the Iron Dome project that is I think the Iron Dome is actually the one in Israel. I think ours is going to be named Golden Dome, but it's essentially high altitude air defense. And the main missile that's involved in that is called the THAAD. I just love government acronyms because if they can't come up with an acronym for something, and sidebar, one day I'll do a little segment on acronyms that might have everyone in stitches, but the THAAD missile is called the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD Interceptor. They're not cheap. They're very expensive. They're made in Troy, Alabama, and DOD is going to increase their production from 96 to 400 a year over the next 7 years. Now, you may say, well, Troy, what's that got to do with Huntsville, Alabama? Lockheed Martin makes those, and Lockheed Martin has a big presence in Huntsville. So that's, you know, that's one of those things where the rising tide is going to lift all boats. And that's going to lift a lot of the boats in this town. As I tell people, just like when I mentioned Fort Rucker, Alabama, is the home of Army Aviation. That's where the aviators are trained, and that's where a lot of the heavy lifting is done in the helicopter world. And as I tell folks, the muscles of Army Aviation is in Fort Rucker, Alabama. The brains are here. And that's just like with the THAAD missile. The muscle's somewhere else, but the brains are here in Huntsville, Alabama. On a lighter note, let's talk a little bit about what happened at the movie theater this weekend, which I know that's not politics, but it's kind of an interesting topic for me. We had this weekend a movie introduced about the First Lady entitled Melania. I didn't get a chance to see it, but it grossed about $7 million, which is a pretty interesting total for a documentary that's not about, you know, Bruce Springsteen or some other music star. And that came out this weekend. That's still out if you want to see it. I saw a movie this weekend called Send Help, which grossed about $20 million this weekend. And all I will say about that movie is it's Castaway on steroids. And when I say on steroids, it's not a happy castaway. It's an unusual castaway with two people instead of one, and it has a most surprising ending. One other thing from the world of entertainment, as you know, this is Super Bowl weekend, and the halftime show is none other than Mr. Bad Bunny. If Bad Bunny walked in this door right now, I wouldn't know who he is. Never listened to his stuff. Not that I have a dislike for him. I just don't listen to Bad Bunny on the stations that I listen to. But he is the halftime show, and last night he won two Grammy Awards. One thing that didn't happen this weekend, weekend that normally does on the weekend prior to the Super Bowl is the Pro Bowl. And if you recall the Pro Bowl back in the 60s and 70s, it actually used to be a football game where all the stars from the NFL would suit up. And it was pretty cool because they would sometimes wear their own uniforms, and later they wore their own helmets, and later on they just wore an NFC and an AFC jersey. And they would play a football game, which eventually devolved, and I say devolved, into a game of two-hand touch. Now the Pro Bowl is just flag football. It's going to be this Tuesday night, but we have some good Alabama representation. We have Houston Texans defensive end Will Anderson Jr. from Alabama, Houston Texans wide receiver Nico Collins from Clay Chalkville, Detroit Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens, who's from Hoover, and Denver Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain II from Alabama, and Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Quinnen Williams from Winona. So if you want to watch some good Alabama people play two-hand touch flag football, tune it in Tuesday night. And that's a little bit from the world of entertainment. We're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we'll come back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation, and maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work, but how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors all taken care of by Eagle, the same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse, who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth? Our 100-plus employees who also embrace the exact same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or is more loyal to their own financial gain than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000. That's 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio ZZN. Listen to us. Give us a shot. You can listen to us either live on your HD radio. You can go get the app and download that at the App Store at Talk Radio WZZN and put it in your pocket, put it in your car, take it with you anywhere you want to go. Or you can go to our website at Talk Radio WZZN and go there and you'll see my smiling face and just click Listen Live and you can listen to us as much as you want to. And we'd love to have you do that. We know from our crack staff, we looked at some of the numbers of people in prior weeks who were listening to the station, and we've got some listeners out there. In fact, our listenership has gone up quite a bit. And for those of you who are listening, we certainly do appreciate it. If you want to, you can give us a call, 256-382-0724. We're going to be here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Myself, alongside with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, we will be here to share our opinions and also to hear what you have to say, and primarily to hope we can find some common ground on some of these issues that divide us, and also we can provide information on what you need to know in Huntsville, Alabama, because, folks, there's a lot going on out there, and there's a lot going on where you don't just have to talk about the bad things. You can talk about the good things, too. But whatever you want to talk about, it's your show. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Brian, are we ready to get out of here for the top of the hour? We will in just a minute. And hey, folks, it's almost 50 degrees out there. It's going to get warmer this week. Rain is coming in tomorrow. But enjoy today while you can. Talk to you in a bit. This is Bill Crawford back
don't
in a second.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher and go Army.
HD 977.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are kicking off the new trading month higher, led by tech. In the meantime, President Trump said today that he plans to lower tariffs on goods from India to 18% from 25%, after India's Prime Minister Modi agreed to stop buying Russian oil. And the Labor Department will not be releasing the January jobs report as scheduled for Friday due to a partial government shutdown. Gold and silver prices are volatile as investors assess the fallout from the precious metal sell-off late last week. Shares of Disney are falling 7%, even though the entertainment giant reported better than expected quarterly profit in revenue. But executives warn that growth in the current quarter would be muted, partly due to higher costs for sports rights, as well as theme park and cruise line expansions. And shares of Tyson Foods are rising 0.5% after the meat processor posted better than expected quarterly earnings and revenue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A new leader has been appointed within the U.S. Space Command at Redstone Arsenal. Major General Terry Grisham is an Alabama native who will now lead the Program Management Office. Grisham comes to this position with 40 years of service within the Alabama National Guard and the U.S. Army Aviation and Missile Command. The new position for Grisham was announced by Space Command General Stephen Whiting. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, along with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, are asking for the public's help in locating two missing children. 17-year-old Nakura Choke and 2-year-old Anthony Garcia were last seen on January 30th in the town of Theodore in the Ben Hamilton Road area. Both are of Hispanic origins. Anyone with information on the two should call 911 or the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. A smuggling operation of prison contraband was busted up in Macon County. The Alabama Department of Corrections arrested 6 people in connection to smuggling the contraband into the St. Clair Correctional Facility. This included knives, cell phones, marijuana, and meth. Multiple law enforcement agencies took part in this operation. The Decatur Police Department retired one of their canine officers after joining the department back in 2018. Bane is a Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix who has partnered with Officer Reynolds and was recognized for his hard work and loyalty to that department. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see increasing clouds heading into this Monday night. Low temperatures going to be falling into the lower 30s for the overnight. Heading into our Tuesday afternoon, high temperatures warm into the mid-50s. Expect to see a cloudy sky, and rain chances will increase throughout the day on Tuesday as well.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. I'm here alongside producer extraordinaire, Brian.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
And Brian never lets me forget what today is. It's Groundhog Day. I appreciate that, Brian, because it is Groundhog Day all day long, and it looks like we've had some good news, as Councilman Bill Kling reported from Cosmo the dog, that we are going to have an early spring. And folks, I, for one, could use an early spring. I do not like cold weather. I used to tell some, you know, I've lived up in the great state of New York for a while when I was at West Point, and many of my friends up there would say, would you rather live in the north or would you rather live in the south as far as weather goes? And my answer to them was this: in the south, when it's hot, I can pretty much be guaranteed to find a shade tree somewhere. But in the north, when it's cold, I may not be able to find a fire. So give me a shot at the shade tree any day instead of trying to go into some warming entity to get warm during the winter. I just really am not a cold weather kind of person.
And, you know, we talked last week about Alabama being first in some things. I think Alabama could be the first to celebrate the birthday of Willis Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning. Because we use a lot of it.
You're certainly right. We do use a lot of air conditioning. And I've often, you know, when I grew up in Lawrenceburg, we did not have an air conditioner for many, many years. We finally got a one-window air conditioner in our 1,000-square-foot home, and we would be sitting there roasting. And for me to get my mother and my grandfather and my grandmother to turn on the air conditioner was an act of God. I said, please turn the air conditioner on. It's so hot outside. And they would say, oh, no, that air conditioner, it uses so much power. And we've got these great fans that pull a breeze through the house. No, they did not pull a breeze through the house. All they did was make a noise and stir up the air. They didn't do anything. But no, thank God for air conditioning in this state. And this week, thank God for heat. Hopefully that crisis has passed and the people who have issues and had burst pipes have got all that taken care of, and they can go on with life as per normal. Speaking of life that's not as per normal, one of my favorite authors, I don't know if you've read any Hunter S. Thompson or not, Brian, but Hunter S. Thompson has one of my favorite quotes of all time. By the way, he wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, and The Great Shark Hunt, among others. He also wrote the book Hell's Angels a long time ago when he sort of went undercover as a writer with that group in California. But one of Hunter S. Thompson's quotes that I love is this: when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And sometimes we have some weird things in Alabama politics, and this is one of them. Our Alabama Republican Party chairman, John Wall, who is a great man and who has been the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party for 5 years, last couple of weeks ago qualified for the race for lieutenant governor. And somebody said, no, he, that doesn't count. We don't think he's a legitimate Alabama citizen. And I'm going, why would anybody bring that up? After, and it was a Republican, by the way, who brought that up after he had been the head of the Republican Party for many, many years. But that's neither here nor there. That has been cleared up. The thing about the weird turning pro that maybe, Brian, you have some insight on this, but Mr. Wall is a butterfly farmer from North Alabama.
That's very valuable.
Really?
Butterflies are great pollinators.
Well, the only thing I've ever had experience with of people who are farming butterflies was one was in the movie Papillon, where Steve McQueen was sent out to catch blue morphous butterflies in Devil's Island, and he caught a few and helped him try to get out of prison as Papillon. And the other was one time I went with my wife and her father and his wife to a butterfly house in Georgia. And I'm going, where did all these butterflies come from? I guess they get them from a butterfly farmer. But I that's the only person I've ever heard of in the world who was actually a butterfly farmer.
Our friends over at the Huntsville Botanical Garden have a wonderful butterfly exhibit. It's like an atrium. It's all glass and everything. It's a wonderful place. Butterflies of all types. They've got staff and stuff there to explain all that. And if you have a young child, like a child or a grandchild, that is a great place to take them to. They will be enraptured.
Well, you know what? That is a good notice. And I do have a grandchild. Unfortunately, right now he's in Washington, D.C. But if he comes down this way, that sounds like a good idea to take him to see the butterflies.
It's been some time. But when my daughter was like about 5 years old, we went there, and it was an earlier version of it. It's much better now, but still just wide-eyed amazement to have them. And they come up, the butterflies will come in and land on you and everything.
Well,
and it's right here in our backyard.
Every now and then I've had a butterfly land on my golf ball right before I tee off, and it would cause me to lose my concentration and shank the ball into the hinterland. But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that the gentleman who's running for lieutenant governor is a butterfly farmer.
Well, everybody's got to do something.
Everybody's got to do something. And, folks, later on we're going to be joined by a candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mr. Jared Hudson. I'm really looking forward to talking to him. Now, one thing, if you're out there and you're listening, and if you know somebody who's running for office, no matter what party they're in, have them contact Brian, our producer, and we will try to give equal time to as many people as we can. That's not only do we want to do that, we're sort of required to do that. So it's the only real way where you can get people to, as Mo Brooks said on our show one day, to understand the issues. You got to know about the issues. And the only way you can know about the issues is to hear people talk about them or read about them yourself. And we want to give people the opportunity to talk about them on our little show. So hopefully we will have more and more people in it who are candidates that will come and talk to us. Looking forward to it very much. And folks, Jared Hudson is going to be a real good interview, just like Bill Kling was. And we look forward to having him on the air just here in a few minutes. And I think with that, we're going to have to go ahead and take a break and get out of here and come back and talk to Mr. Hudson. Brian, let's get out of here. Bill Crawford and back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll tell you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We are coming to you live and in living color from Talk Radio WZZN, and we are glad you're with us today. Please let your friends know about us. Tell them how to listen to it. The best way is to go get the app from the App Store. Just search Talk Radio WZZN. Push your finger on the little icon. Watch the little circle go around. And next thing you know, you'll have a blue check mark and you will have the app. Well, we have our next guest with us right now, and I'm going to introduce him real quick. His name is Jared Hudson. He is running for the U.S. Senate. Jared has a mighty impressive resume. He's a business owner, CEO of a nonprofit organization, former law enforcement officer, Navy SEAL, and a community leader. Jared was a sniper with the Navy SEALs, and he won numerous awards for his presentation in the military, medals for valor, as well as just multiple achievement medals. After Jared left the military, he founded the Shooting Institute, which is a place where law enforcement officers are trained on tactical expertise in the pursuit of their job. He also is the founder of and the CEO of Covenant Rescue Group, an organization committed to ending human trafficking and child exploitation. This year, he announced his candidacy for the Senate. He is a devoted husband and family man and has three children. Jared, did I miss anything or did I get it all?
I think you hit it all. You hit the nail on the head, brother. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you on. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from and where did you grow up and where do you live now?
Yeah, so I'm from a little bit north of Birmingham in North Jefferson, and grew up there, went to school at Mortimer Jordan, and still live in the same area. Obviously went off to the Navy for a little while. One thing that I always like to preface all this with is I'm a born-again believer in the person of Jesus Christ, so I am a Christian, and you always got to, kind of go a little bit deeper in what that means during Alabama political season. So I believe Jesus is God incarnate, and he died and rose again on the third day for my sins and yours through him set free. The reason I always like sharing that is because it's the only thing about me that's eternal. You mentioned my family. Got a beautiful wife and three beautiful little girls. And then you mentioned my career as a Navy SEAL sniper. I'm a law enforcement officer currently and run a small business, the Shooting Institute. We still train military and law enforcement and some civilians. And then we run Covenant Rescue Group, an anti-human trafficking nonprofit, where we focus particularly on child exploitation. So that's me in a nutshell, brother.
Well, hey, let me ask you, by the way, I'm an ex-military guy, too. I'm West Point grad, helicopter pilot for many, many years, retired from the Army.
Thanks for your service, brother.
Yeah, I used to fly you guys around. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, tell us just a little bit about your military career. What did you do as a Navy SEAL? Did you have any combat deployments?
Oh, yeah. So when I was in the SEAL teams, it was at the height of GWAT. When I went into the Navy, it was 2006. I got out of active duty, beginning of 2013, into 2012, beginning of 2013, and did my last year and a half on my 8-year contract, in the reserves. But I say that, to say every deployment I went on in the SEAL teams was a combat deployment. So, probably the most or the best, combat deployment, it was like the Wild West, was Afghanistan, 2010, 2011 time frame. I mean, you had Iraq deployments at the front end of that when I checked in. We had a few more CENTCOM deployments, and CENTCOM is just Central Command, so that's Middle Eastern deployments through the Straits, and working on some different crisis response teams out of Bahrain and Yemen, and then did a little bit in PACOM down in, which is Pacific Command, down in Korea. But all of the combat happened like it did for most guys in my era, at least, the GWAT era, in Afghanistan and Iraq. For me, primarily Afghanistan, man, it was the Wild West in 2010, and we loved every minute of it. Got to kill a lot of bad guys. Sadly, lost buddies overseas. I don't think we went on a deployment where somebody from our team didn't die, or when we were back at the training command, somebody in the teams didn't get killed on a deployment. So dealt with a lot of that, but it was everybody. One thing I've learned now on the political side of this, these guys that go over and give their lives for this country, they're not giving it for a political cause. They're giving it truly for the United States of America. And I think that's the difference in, these career politicians and real servicemen and women. We understand what service is, and they're giving their lives for this country. It's a patriotic duty to uphold the flag, to uphold what we believe in as Americans. And so that's what I had the privilege to be a part of, at least while I was in Special Operations Command as a SEAL.
Well, one of the things you and I can certainly agree upon, and probably not a lot we would disagree upon, but you know, my son he's a West Point guy too, and he had more combat time than anybody in his graduating class. And one of the things that used to just, I don't know, set my teeth on edge is when we had people over there where he was and where you were in the Badlands, as I call it, and it wouldn't even make the news. Americans didn't even know a lot of that stuff was going on, albeit true, they knew about it when it first happened. But all it would take would be one bad weather event or one pile up on the interstate or whatever the case may be, and people could forget that we had soldiers deployed to combat zones. So,
yeah.
And you know, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But let me ask you this. You obviously had a distinguished – do you have any reserve status left, by the way, or are you completely out now?
No, sir, I'm completely out. Long story short, I was actually, and I don't mind saying this, you know, even though people were listening, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, came from the anthrax vaccine, and you can't be a SEAL anymore if you're a type 1 diabetic. So I was going through that process when I got out. You could be in the regular Navy and be a type 1 diabetic, and although I love the world's finest Navy for all my Navy brethren out there, but with that being said, I wanted to be in the SEAL teams, and I had a bunch of other injuries, getting blown up. I broke my back a couple times, broke my neck once, had a few surgeries. And so they were able to add that up, and I was able to process out. And, you know, so I'm done with the SEAL teams now, working the law enforcement stuff stateside.
Well, I certainly do appreciate your service, as I appreciate everybody's service. But let's get on to some of the political aspects of your life, where I think your first foray into politics, was that not a run for Jefferson County Sheriff a few years back?
It was. It was in, I guess it had been the 2022 election cycle. With everything that was going on, you know, me being in law enforcement, I thought, you know what, this isn't political. I mean, I know it's a political race, but I think I could be a good sheriff in Jefferson County. And that race, I mean, Jefferson County was larger than a congressional district. And that race ran against an incumbent Democrat and almost beat the incumbent Democrat. I think I lost by about a point and a half, maybe. And me getting that close as a Republican, because I've always been a Republican, me getting that close to a Republican in Jefferson County is kind of what tied me into politics and really what opened the door for me to be able to, you know, make this run for U.S. Senate.
Well, a long time ago in a career far away, I carried a deputy sheriff's badge down there under Mike Hale, but that's neither here nor there. So,
yeah, old Mike. Mike's a good man. He's of course, he's obviously been out of it for a while, and I worked with his son a good bit when I was working over on the vice narcotics team over there when Mike was the sheriff.
Well, and again, thank you for your duties there. But let's move to the senatorial race, which, you know, running for sheriff is one thing, but running for the Senate is quite another. So what made you say, hey, I think I want to run for the Senate and I think I can make a difference?
Well, ultimately, you know, everybody heard kind of who I am. I'm a Christian, so my faith is important. My family's important. And I see my little girls that I'm raising here, and I want them to have every opportunity that I've had. My wife wants the same for them. We want them to have every opportunity we've had and more. And right now we see a lot of these opportunities being squandered by what's happening at the political level, in particular in Washington. Finally, as a SEAL and a law enforcement officer, I've seen the issues when you have the political elite, the bureaucracy, who don't really understand what regular folks go through every day. I mean, I'm a regular Alabama guy, whether it's an Alabama family man, whether it's a combat veteran or now a law enforcement officer and a business owner. All of the issues that we see facing us right now in Alabama, they're not a talking point on a one-pager for me. Like, I live this every day. So Washington is broken. And what pushed me over the line is too many of these career politicians ride other people's coattails, and they stand on the shoulders of giants, and they claim that they're flying, when in reality, they're standing on people far greater for them. And it's time for us, we the people, to be put back in charge and not have somebody that goes to serve themselves. So that's ultimately why I'm running for U.S. Senate, is because if not me, then who? I don't want somebody that's going to go up there and forget the people that they're elected to serve. And that's ultimately what feels like happens a lot of times. Not with all of them, but at least with the majority that we run into. Affordability, that's a big issue right now in Alabama. As a family man, I see that. I mean, literally last night, my wife did a grocery order, called into the porch, and I know a lot of your people will that are listening will get this. It was like, whatever, $210 or, you know, whatever it was. We get the bags, it's like, what do we get for $200? You know, I mean, every time we turn around, the rising cost of inflation, the rising cost of living, and we see it happening because of chaos that's going on a lot of times in Washington and what's happening at the world level there or at the national level there. Then we see for security, we see what's going on at the world level. As a SEAL, I fought enemies overseas, shot people overseas, stood beside men far greater than me that gave their lives overseas for this country. And so we do see a national security issue. And then once you get back from that, now as a law enforcement officer, we see criminal enterprise in our communities that are running roughshod over the people. As a senator, I want to make sure that we stand with our military and law enforcement to make sure that when the government shuts down, our military members are deployed, they actually get their check for standing in the gap for us, that law enforcement officers have the tool and the resources that they need, and that I know they need because I'm one of them. And finally, that they both get the respect that they deserve, because we see what's happening with our justice system now with just an absolute lack of respect. That Billie Eilish young lady the other night saying, person at ICE, saying F ICE on national television. This is insanity. And we need to make sure that we stand in the gap for those who stand in the gap for us. So if they're going to do violence on our behalf so we can sleep in peace at night, as a senator, I want to make sure that I stand for them and get them everything they need. And finally, right now, bringing in every bit of public and private investment we can to the state of Alabama. I mean, you're looking at Eli Lilly, right? Wasn't it about $6 billion, I think, that they're investing to bring jobs to Alabama? You got Blue Origin, we got the Golden Dome, we're building parks for all of that, right? We've got all of this stuff coming in, and y'all are dealing with it up north there in Huntsville. We got to widen I-65 to make sure that we invest in real infrastructure so we can keep Alabama growing. And as a senator, I want to do that. I want to work alongside Senator Britt to make sure that happens and we don't get a bunch of symbolism without substance, so that my kids and your kids can have their own piece of the American dream, and we don't squander it now in, you know, 2026.
Well, those are all things that need attention. And let me ask you this, kind of the same thing, but in a different way. You go up there, you're elected senator. What's your first thing that you want to let people know that this is what I'm going to do first to make a difference in the state of Alabama?
Well, one, at the 30,000-foot view, the first thing that you can do is work alongside our senior senator at the time, Senator Britt, to make sure that we bring back public investment here, that our tax dollars don't go to funding leering centers in Minnesota. They're fraudulently used and wasted and sent overseas to Al-Shabaab in East Africa, right? Making sure that we bring those tax dollars back here. And then specifically making sure those tax dollars come back to widen I-65, to make sure that we continue to build the port in South Alabama, but invest in the infrastructure needed in North Alabama to uphold what's going on there now. You're bringing in Space Force or Space Command. You're bringing in FBI that's up there. And everything that's going on in between, we have got to put Alabama first. And so that would be the first thing at 30,000 foot that I would do, is make sure that we go and fight for Alabama first. Because the United States of America is the arsenal of democracy and freedom around the world. I believe that Alabama is the arsenal of the United States of America, and it takes two senators, two ambassadors from our state to go to Washington and make sure that we have it. So Alabama first.
Well, let me ask you this. I was a resident down there in the Birmingham area for many years. For 14 years, I was the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders, and was involved in many of those issues. And North Alabama is going great. But when I left Birmingham, the sewer system was bankrupt. There was all kinds of stuff about ozone non-attainment. And, you know, Birmingham, like it or not, is a lot of people equate Birmingham, not Huntsville, with the state of Alabama. So what is happening down there? I guess that's in your neck of the woods that needs your attention as a senator.
Well, it is, and right now you have a lot of economic revitalization that's taking place and going on to help fix some of those problems. I think that they just elected, at least for the chairman of the Waterworks Board down here, where there was a massive issue going on. There's a new chairman of the Waterworks Board who is actively working to try to fix some of these issues. So some of those issues are at a state level, but making sure at the federal level that we don't let our money go to D.C. and be wasted in other places where fraud and abuse are taking place and bring it back here to Alabama, but oversee it or watch it in the appropriate manner so that that same fraud and abuse is not taking place like what you're talking about happened in Birmingham years ago, right, when I was in the SEAL teams. One other thing that I want to mention that's a little more specific of what I would do when I get there is one of the biggest issues that we're seeing across the board is the political elite. They go up there, they get rooted in, they stay, they forget the people they're elected to serve, and I believe that's a term limits issue. So I would be willing to champion a bill for term limits, but also to ban stock trading amongst our legislature, because the problem you see is it's insider trading. You would go to jail for it. But oftentimes these politicians do not. And so making sure that we champion bills that put politicians in check, because the Bible tells us a bribe perverts justice. So justice can be the intent, but if you're able to be bribed, it's going to pervert it. And making sure that we remove the ability for that perversion to take place. And I believe term limits and banning stock trading is a good way to start that.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Well, let me ask you this, Jared, kind of a little shoe on the different foot. What are some things that are happening in the state of Alabama that are good that you would like to see continue?
Well, yeah, number one, I think I mentioned it earlier, the pharmaceutical company, right, Eli Lilly, coming in with, you know, $6 billion in investment, right, to build jobs here in Alabama. You've got, we're number one in vehicle export because of all of the production that's going on with vehicles in the state of Alabama. So continuing to bolster that up. And then you go all the way down. Let's go talk about South Alabama with Austell, which also impacts what's going on in North Alabama and all of the public investment that's coming in via military and federal government for the stuff we're doing there. We're number five in shipbuilding. So there's a lot of good things that are going on that we need to continue to bolster. But the biggest thing in order to do that is you've got to have a politician that's not going to go up there. You've got to have a representative, a senator that's going to go and roll up their sleeves and get to work for the state of Alabama to continue to increase that private investment. We increase public investment, it's going to decrease criminal enterprise, it's going to increase private investment, and it's going to ease the way of life across the board, keeping more money in the pockets of Alabamians, number one. But number two, making sure that our way of life, our quality of life, is the same for everybody across the board, no matter what your zip code is. The last thing I'll leave you with on that is we don't have a jobs problem right now. We have plenty of jobs. We have a workforce participation problem and a workforce education problem. So we need to make sure that we continue to invest in trade schools and community colleges, like what we saw over in Etowah County in Gadsden, to make sure that our kids are able to learn the skills that they need for the good-paying jobs of tomorrow. And if we don't do that now, then I don't know what we're going to have when my grandkids get here. We have got to make sure that we do this appropriately now, because we don't have much time before the ship completely sinks. The wise man plants trees knowing he'll never sit in the shade. We've got to make sure that we plant trees for our future generations, and that's what I want to do as your senator.
Well, hey, that's a great answer. A couple more questions. One, how do you stand in the polls? Are you have any idea about that yet?
Hey, man, the only independent public poll that came out was a while ago, somewhere around November time frame, and I was leading in that one, but I've seen some other polls, and I don't know where everything stands, but what I do know is this. The only poll that matters is May 19th. The Alabama voter on May 19th. I'm not running this race for polls. I'm not running this race to ride somebody else's coattails. I'm not running this race because it's something that I want to put on my resume or check a box. I'm running this race for the people of the state of Alabama. And one of the biggest issues is you've got jokers up there who wouldn't even give up their golf game on the weekend to serve the people they're elected to represent. I'm still willing to give my life for this nation. Elect a representative who is truly willing to stand in the gap for you, and that's what I'm running for. So as far as the poll that matters is on May 19th, and I'm asking for your vote on May 19th.
Well, hey, if you don't ask for it, you won't get it. And as far as giving up your golf game, just ask the former Auburn coach what happens when you don't give up your golf game. You find yourself looking for another job. So Jared, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. People can look us up at HudsonForAlabama.com. If you don't remember Jared Hudson, look up U.S. Navy SEAL running for Senate. and I'll be that guy. And hopefully we've earned your support. If you like what you hear, like, share, and follow us on social media. And I appreciate your time, brother.
Yeah, and I will also send you the audio link of this interview to use as you see fit. So thank you for your time. And we're going to go ahead and...
And Jared, for someone who works with the North Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force, thank you for what you do there, too.
Absolutely, yeah, man. That's an important thing we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we're constantly going all over and rolling up dudes who are buying and selling kids. And I know you're familiar with it, with what we've done in Huntsville. So thank you all for all y'all done up in Huntsville with it.
Okay, hey, thank you for your time. Great interview. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back after a few, and the phone lines will be open. We got room for you, 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see increasing clouds heading into this Monday night. Low temperatures going to be falling into the lower 30s for the overnight. Heading into our Tuesday afternoon, high temperatures warm into the mid-50s. Expect to see a cloudy sky, and rain chances will increase throughout the day on Tuesday as well.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we are glad to have you with us today. I didn't mention this, but today is day one of our third week. And I guess we're doing okay, Brian. Nobody has put a pink slip in my inbox yet. And so,
well, my key still worked on the door, so I guess it's all right.
I guess we're okay. And we really appreciate you being with us and hope you would tell your friends. Let everybody know we're here and that we want them to hear what we have to say. And most importantly, we want to hear what you have to say. Our last interview was Jared Hudson, who's a senatorial candidate, and it's a pretty crowded field that he's in. He is facing Attorney General Steve Marshall, U.S. Representative Barry Moore, and that's some pretty stiff competition. And the last poll I saw also showed him leading by 3 points. And to me, I'm not saying one way or the other which person I endorse, because I'm not going to really get into the business of endorsing candidates, but he sounded like a man who meant business. And I'll tell you this, I would let him babysit my kids. He sounded like he was a pretty much a man of action, and he wants to get something done. And there's a lot of things that, you know, hopefully one person can go up there and make a difference. It takes a lot. It takes 50 senators and 435 congressmen. And also you got to have the president jump in on board. So there's a lot that needs to be done. And there's the most important choice we all have, firstly, on May 19th, and that's to pick the right person. So what are some of our folks doing for us right now? Well, Dale Jackson. No, sorry, didn't mean to say
who?
That.
I don't know that guy.
Minute taker.
Never heard of her.
Strike that from the notes. I meant to say Dale Strong, who is our congressman from the 5th Congressional District. And I just got his recap of some of the things that he has done, or he has led the charge on. And it's not a one-man show. You know, he's driving the train for a lot of the stuff happening in North Alabama, but he also has to get other people to go along with that. And I'm just going to list some of the things that he's done this year. I think it's pretty important. $1.5 million for Rogersville to conduct construct an elevated water tank, $592,000 for Priceville to get new police cars and vehicles, $33.5 million for additional lanes on Slaughter Road. And if you live in our area, you can certainly understand that there is a need for additional lanes on Slaughter Road. $1 million for Triana to make sanitary sewer upgrades. $4 million for the Auburn Research Applied, the Auburn University Applied Research Institute in Huntsville. And that's a big deal. That's one of the things that establish us as a leader in technology. And really glad that that's happening. Another thing is $4 million for an AI research facility for space and defense here in Alabama at UAH. $5.5 million for additional lanes on Capshaw Road in Old Monrovia to Jeff Road. And once again, if you live in that area, you realize how important this is, because there is just a lot of traffic congestion out there in that neck of the woods. And what happened to a degree, in my humble opinion, is somebody said, let's throw the Genesis device out in the Madison area and let's see how much can be built as fast as it can be built without regards to the requisite infrastructure requirements that are needed. And that happened, and now it's got to be retroactively fixed. And it seems to me like our congressman is doing whatever he can to fix that. So good job, Dale Strong. Keep that up and do even more for us. And so far, I've been in this seat for, you know, what now? This is my 11th show, I think. Maybe it's my 10th show. I don't know. Because we took a Friday off. We took a Monday off for a holiday, right?
This is number 10.
This is number 10. Woo-hoo! And
we're already looking forward to number 11. We're already planning.
We're already planning for number 11. But one thing I did want to mention, if you go to Talk Radio WZZN, if you are in one who enjoys eating a good meal, you can go to the bottom of our website page and click on Zone Deals, and you will find some stuff that is high value. Sea Salt, $25 gets you $50 worth of food. Bubby's Diner, which is down in my neck of the woods, one of my favorite places to eat, same thing, $25 gets you $50. Dreamland Barbecue, everybody around here knows about Dreamland, $25 gets you $50. Full Moon Barbecue, same thing, $25 gets you $50. And if you've never gone to Full Moon Barbecue, and if you like, my favorite meal there is their riblets, onion rings, and collard greens. They make the best onion ring known to man. My son-in-law, when he comes down here, I have to take him to Dreamland just so he can get the onion rings. Again, that's a good deal. $25 gets you $50. And also at Coralejos Mexican Grill and Apple Lane in Decatur. Same thing, $25 gets you $50. Just go to our website, click onto it, and buy one, and you will get it.
There's a reason that radio people are only photographed from the neck up, because we love to eat.
Yeah.
And if it's a restaurant on here, it's good stuff. We don't endorse what we don't like. Every one of these has been tested and proven, and we've done a tour through the menu. It's very good. And it's not just food. There's golf on here. I mean, it's going to start warming up. Going to want to play golf. We've got stuff there. And we're rotating things out all the time, so keep checking back on our big zone deals. You get there through talkradiowzzn.com.
That's right. And I am one who is a golf aficionado. My wife and I play golf a lot, almost every – not now. It's too cold. The Bill Crawford rule, and this rule has worked all my life, is I don't play golf when the temperature is below my age. And think about that. That's a sliding scale that works well when you're a young man. And as you crest the age a little bit, it still works good. It's nothing worse than hitting a cold golf ball and feeling your hands sting. I hate it. But, hey, go to our website, get those zone deals. You'll be glad you did. And we're going to go ahead and take our final break, and we'll come out here to come back and wrap it up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best.
And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and we're closing out this edition of The Point on Week 3, our first day. Glad we're still here. And we hope today on this Groundhog Day, firstly, happy heavenly birthday to my mom. Hope she's listening to this show up there, because I know she ain't down there. And we hope that Cosmo the dog and Sand Mountain Sam were right, and that we're going to have an early spring. I could certainly use an early spring. We'd like to thank our guests today, City Councilman Bill Kling and also senatorial candidate Jared Hudson. I think both of those guys really gave us some good insight and perceptions and their take on what they're going to do and why you should be for them, at least according to their opinion. Tomorrow we got a couple of other guests that are going to be interesting. One, our first guest is just Circuit Court Judge Candidate Place 1, Michael Twalt. And secondly, Tuesday afternoon during our Veterans Corner, we have former Veteran of the Year and co-worker of mine, Bobby Lee. We want to hear what he has to say. Looking forward to that. And folks, let me mention this to you. As I always say, what Graham Allison said, where you stand depends on where you sit. And we're all sitting in the same boat, some on the right side, some on the left side. But we don't want that boat to sink by any stretch of the imagination. Brian, thanks for your help today, keeping me out of the ditch and in between the guardrails. And folks, we're glad you listened. Tell some folks about us. Tell them that we're here. Let's get some more listeners and some callers to this show, because we want to hear what you have to say without a doubt. And we will be back tomorrow at about the same, as they used to say, same bat time, same bat channel. And just remember this, we're all in this boat together. This is Bill Crawford. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. I'm out.